Hi, GWA. So last week I put out a request for questions for an AMA because I had gotten a couple of requests to do one. And seriously, I was like overwhelmed. I was so scared that like two people would ask me questions, it would be totally lame and like I wouldn't be able to do it. But holy shit. Like 105 questions, you guys. That's amazing. I'm sorry that this is probably gonna be like 800 hours long, and I'm sure it'll probably be longer than TYO's. So, in your sexy face, TYO. Oh my god. Okay. Now that we've gotten off to that incredibly sexy start with me inhaling my own saliva. I'm just gonna jump right in, and these aren't really gonna be in any particular order or anything. Well, before I start, I guess I just wanna say thank you guys for asking me so many questions, and especially a lot of them had compliments tacked on to them that, like, you really like my stuff, and that's awesome. Especially as somebody who doesn't have a lot of confidence in their own recordings. It's great to hear that you guys, enjoy my stuff. So, yeah, so let's get started. So first question I have here, what kind of music do you like during regular and sexy times? With sex and stuff, I'm not like a big music person, I guess. I'm not someone who likes to, fuck to slow jams and shit like that. But I guess if I had to, something with like kind of a more like a darker brooding tone, I guess. So, like industrial or something. I feel like that's a question or that's an answer that surprised people, but there it is. Regular it kind of varies. I mean, I like country, I like punk, I like rap, I like alternative, like I just mentioned industrial. I mean, I've gone through a lot of stages in my life, which only a couple people have been privileged enough to see this, but I posted on Blender Years once. I used to be like a really big like fucking Hot Topic kid, and I've just gone through like a lot of phases, and so but my musical taste has like stayed from all those phases, so I pretty much like anything. I'm not like, one of those people who's like, oh, I can't listen to XYZ genre. Like, I think there's something good in every genre. You just gotta look. Personal ambitions for the future. So right now I'm getting my Master of Public Health degree. I'll be done with that in a year. It's a 1-year program, and then after that I'm hoping to do to get my Master of Social Work, and I want to do something with infectious disease control. Like, I kind of have this idea where I kind of want to look at infectious disease control from like a social work standpoint. So, like, for example, if you don't have adequate access to housing, food, medical care, stuff like that, you're more likely to spread disease and things like that. So, I would really like to help improve access to things like that in order to help stop the spread of disease. So, something like that, you know. If someone asked you to break a bone during sexual play, would you? Not that I'm into that. It was just the most extreme idea I could think of. No. I have actually never broken a bone. Knock on wood. I know. I mean, I'm into some pretty extreme stuff, but nothing that would like cause permanent injury. I'd be fine with like, blood play or something, like a cut that would heal itself. But I mean, a bone would heal itself too, but that's pretty extreme, so no. Hopefully I didn't disappoint anyone just now by saying that. Would you do recordings with somebody's name? No, that's actually something I won't do. At first I thought, maybe I could do something like that, but to me, doing a recording with somebody's name in it really requires a certain level of intimacy, and only one person has gotten that. So, I'm sorry because I know the person who asked that, they're like, oh, that would totally make my life. I'm sorry. But there are plenty, I know there are other girls who will do name recordings, so maybe you could ask one of them, but I'm just not somebody who will do it, so sorry. Have you ever had any creepy PMs? Yes. I don't want to say any of them just in case those people are listening and they're like, oh my god, she thinks I'm a creep. I mean, I'm not really bothered by like creepy PMs, like they just kind of make me laugh. But yeah, I have certainly got some creepy ones. PMs that bother me more are ones where people are really, really arrogant. My spanking recording, my last spanking recording that I did not too long ago, the penance for a foul-mouthed pet. I got a lot of PMs after that where people were like, oh, clearly you're not satisfied with your current sir, like, blah, 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 get the fuck out of here, you know? Please don't send me PMs like that, because all you'll do is fucking piss me off. Because, like, not only is something like that insulting to my sir, but it's also insulting to me. So it's like, I don't know, I'm not okay with it. And if you send me something like that, I just won't answer. I mean, because you pissed me off. So, so if any of you are listening who sent me PMs like that, you did piss me off. I'm sorry, but it's just how it is. Do you prefer subbing or domming? I prefer to submit with men and to dom with women. I'm not sure why, but just how it is. Does anyone in your real life know you record? Actually, yes. My best friend knows that I record. And funny story about that actually. When Trying You Out and Juan did their recording with their dom sub recording, I was out of town with my best friend and we were in a cab and I saw that, it had been posted and I was like, oh, I was so salty. I was like, oh my god, I really want to listen to this right now, but I can't. My friend was like, just fucking listen to it. He's like, I'm not gonna judge you. And I'm like, yeah, well, the cab driver will. yeah, my best friend knows and he's totally obviously fine with it. I may have mentioned it to like one or two of my other best friends, but I can't remember if I have or not. But yeah, my best friend for sure knows about it. But yeah, so. Okay, you know what? No name. I'm skipping your questions for now because they're so hard. Okay, actually, I'll do the ones that. If you could claim any animal as yourself in animal form, what would it be and how would their orgasm sound? For example, if you were a wolf, how would a wolf sound when coming? Oh yes, I went there. God damn it, no name. I would be a kitten, obviously, and it would sound like I really should have started drinking before this. I can't. Oh, I can't. Some of these other ones require a little too much thought. I'll have to come back to them. Okay, the power of fives. Five things you could live without, five favorite phrases, five favorite pet names, five best days of your life, top five kinks, five favorite things about yourself, and five movies that you think are so good you'd murder someone if they disagreed. Things I could live without. Oh my god, this is like really hard. Like, does it have to be like when you say things I could live without, like, does that mean like bad shit? Like, I could live without like war and stuff. Are you saying like things that like I normally have in my everyday life that I could live without? The first thing that came to my mind was like a heater, because it's so cold here right now, but I'm wearing this like Patagonia sweater and like I'm hot as fuck. Like, I'm serious. So I could live without heaters. As long as I had my sweaters, I could live without heaters. God, that was a fucking stupid answer. I'm sorry. You guys are like, I'm what, 10 minutes into this? And you're like, God, this girl's a fucking idiot. I don't know. I'll come back to that. Favorite phrases, I'll come back to that. Damn it, no name. Why are you making me think so hard? Pet names. Okay. I got this one. So my first princess. I like being called princess. No name knows all about that. Baby girl, especially when a certain someone calls me that. Sweetheart, little girl, and sugar. I'd say those are my favorite pet names. The 5 best days of my life. The day I was born, and that was a pretty good one. The day that I met my family in the Philippines for the first time. I was 14. It was the first time I'd ever been over there. Most of my family's actually still over there, so that was pretty cool because like I got to meet my Lola or my grandma for the first time, and like all that was pretty neat. Acceptance to my undergrad program because I sort of like applied at the last minute. Like I was gonna go to a different school, and then I changed my mind, decided to go to the one that I'm at now. And I applied at the last minute, and I was missing like a ton of stuff. But apparently, they like liked me so much that they, the dean, like had to override everything and approve me. So that was pretty neat. Acceptance to my grad program, kind of similar, because I was missing a letter of recommendation. So it was definitely another like, oh, I might not get in. But then I totally did, so that was cool. Fifth best day of my life. I don't know, man. I almost want to say like just any other day is a good day because I'm alive and I have people who love me and I'm taken care of and all that kind of good stuff. So I would like to say that almost just about any other day would be the best day of my life. It's good to be here. Wonderful. Top 5 kinks. Number one is fear play. If obviously, I'm sure everybody knows that. domestic servitude. Once again, another request I made before. I guess BDSM. I mean, if it, does it, can that count as one? Because that's like just such an overarching one. I don't know. Daddy Dom little girl is definitely another one. And then maybe like. Pet play? Like kitten pet play? That might be numero cinco. So, 5 favorite things about myself. I like that I'd consider myself to be a pretty level-headed person. I like that. Like, I don't tend to freak out about things very often. I can definitely, keep a level head and certain situations. I'm not like a dramatic person or anything, so I think it's a pretty good quality to have. I think I'm a pretty good leader. I'm decently smart. I feel like I'm just like fucking blowing smoke up my own ass here. I think I have pretty good eyes. Anybody who's seen my eyes, a handful of you have. So, and I think I've got a pretty nice ass. Which, there are pictures of my ass on Reddit, so, you guys can look at that if you haven't yet. 5 good movies. I don't think I would ever kill anybody over a movie, but my top 5 favorite movies, I'd say American Psycho is one, Airplane, the 1980 film with Leslie Nielsen, Night of the Living Dead. Wait, did I have to say why? Like, why I like these movies so much? I think that was part of the question. Okay, yeah, I think it was. Okay, American Psycho. The reason why I like American Psycho so much. I mean, it's just a really good movie, and the novel's really good. It's a lot worse than the movie, though, like, as far as, like, being graphic, so if you have a weak stomach, I wouldn't suggest that you ever read it. Christian Bale's amazing. He's, like, such a good creep. And he's super hot, obviously. I don't know, I really, 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 ever since, I actually didn't even see that movie until I was a junior, in college, and ever since then I've just been completely obsessed with that movie. So, Yeah. So American Psycho. Airplane. Airplane is one of the first movies I ever really shared, like, with my dad. He really liked that movie. It was one of his favorite movies. And I watched it with him one day, and it just, I don't think there's any scene in Airplane that isn't funny. Like, I think, I'm pretty sure every single scene is hilarious. So if you haven't seen that yet, then that's really sad, and you should go watch it. And plus, oh God, Leslie Nielsen is so funny. Night of the Living Dead. I mean, it was the first, like, true zombie movie as far as what we know zombies are today. George A. Romero's a genius. And then also, Night of the Living Dead kind of has some sentimental value to me. I know that sounds really weird, but so my dad saw Night of the Living Dead, like, in a naval theater whenever it first came out, and he was like 18 or 19, and so he loved it ever since then. And I remember he used to have a VHS copy of it in the house, and I would always be fascinated by it, but I was too scared to watch it. And he would always tell me, he's like, "Oh, you should really watch it. You should really watch it. You should really watch it." I didn't watch it until I'd say my, I think it was my sophomore year of college. My dad and I finally watched it together, and you know, it was the last Halloween that I had with him before he passed away. So to me, Night of the Living Dead is definitely has a little bit of sentimental value to it to me, and I know that sounds weird, but definitely one of my favorite movies. Halloween, John Carpenter is great. Just a great, like, classic horror film. Like, it's just a perfect film. And I just, I could go on forever, but so I'm just gonna cut myself short. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one. I don't know, that's another movie too that I've loved ever since I was, like, probably like 13 or something. My friends and I used to watch it together, and we'd, like, laugh and everything else. But I do love Texas Chainsaw as, like, you know, a legit film. Do not like the remake. So I'm sorry if you do. I don't know. I know none of these movies are, like, recent. Like, the most recent one's American Psycho, and that came out in like 2001 or some shit. So I probably sound like a fucking stupid hipster, like, you know, like, no good movies after, you know, whatever. Okay, so what about Fear Play makes your sex bits so damn turned on? And what is your top Fear Play fantasy? I don't know. I think it's just kind of like the sense of, like, danger is very exciting. Like, it kind of gets, you know, your adrenaline pumping. And I think, and, like, a big thing. So, okay, well, what is your top fear play fantasy? You know, something like stalking and then kidnapping, and I'm gonna keep you here forever and cut you up if you don't comply, you know, type thing. And I think it's just because it's, like, a really extreme form of control. Like, you know, with, you know, dom sub stuff, like, there's some control there, but with, like, fear play, it's like that taken to, like, a whole other level. And I don't know, so to me that's really hot for some reason. So I know I'm fucked up, but whatever. It's my favorite fantasy, so get out. Yeah, some of these I've got to save until later. What's the hardest thing about identifying as both a switch in the dom sub world and a bisexual in the real world? What about each side do you enjoy the most? And if you could pick the perfect storm of a sexual experience, what would it be? So I think the hardest part is that a lot of times, at least in my experience, I've had people never think that you can be satisfied, or, like, you know, you have partners who are, like, insecure about what they can provide for you. So, for example, I've had boyfriends before who, you know, being bisexual, they thought, like, oh, I can't give you what a girl can give you, and so you're always gonna be missing out. Or, you know, if a partner was, like, straight up submissive, they're like, oh, well, you know, you need someone to dominate you every once in a while, so, you know, and I can't give you that. Well, I mean, it's like with both, like, I like both, obviously, but if I married a man who was dominant and just straight up dominant, I would be fine. Or if I married a woman who was dominant, or, you know, a man who was submissive, whatever, like, I can do without one or the other, you know. It's not like I require both to be happy. And I'm definitely a a monogamous person, so I'm fully prepared to have to do without, one or the other in the future, just how it is, or whenever I'm in a relationship. So, what about each side do you enjoy the most? Actually, hold on a second. I'm gonna take off the sweater. Sorry. Okay, I was actually like hot as fuck just then. told you, gosh, if you guys want a warm sweater, Patagonia is the way to go. I was like sweating. What side about it do you enjoy the most? I don't know, like, as a dom, it makes you feel very powerful, and I like the pleasure that I can get out of somebody serving me, and like the pleasure that that person receives. I'm into that. As a submissive, I like serving. I like making people happy. It's just the kind of person I am all the time anyway, so it's just kind of a manifestation of that. I'm assuming, when you ask about what about each side do you enjoy the most as far as being bisexual, I'm guessing, like, what do I like about men and women most? Women are delicate and soft, and they smell nice. And, men are, could be rough and strong and all this. Oh. If you could pick the perfect storm of a sexual experience. Oh, man. I don't know. See, it's a thing, like, I like anything, so I really can't, I really can't pinpoint, like, a perfect storm. Would you rather have go-karts for legs or automatic machine guns that use knives as bullets for arms? Definitely the go-karts, duh, because then I could, like, get around really fast everywhere, and that'd be sweet. I could, like, travel really easily. But everyone would be like, yo, check out that chick with the go-karts for legs. What the fuck happened to her? So I don't know. Definitely go-karts. Definitely go-karts. Because the arms thing is kind of scary. I mean, I guess it would be cool if I was like, a aspiring like murderer, but I'm not, so I'll have to go with the go-karts. What is one fantasy you want to do on GWA? I would really like to try my hand at a Fair Play recording as the perpetrator, just because, I'd like to see how I would do with it. Like, I never fantasize about myself as the perp in, like, Fair Play stuff, but I would like to see how I do with it. So, maybe something like that. That'll come in the future. What is your favorite position? Either doggy style or on my back with my legs on his shoulders. Or her if she's wearing a strap on. Favorite sneakers if you're into kicks. I'm not super into kicks, but or like sneakers, but I wear a lot of Sperry Topsiders. I wear a lot of boat shoes. Unfortunately, the weather is not yet good for them, and I have like a shoe rack near my door, and every day I pass it, and it holds like the shoes I wear most often. And every day I pass it, and like I have like four pairs of Topsiders sitting on it. And I'm like, oh my god, when is it gonna be warm enough to wear you guys yet? I'm so depressed. It is seriously, it's like 20 degrees here. It sucks ass. I just want it to be spring. I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. favorite NBA, excuse me, good lord. Favorite NBA team or player if you like basketball? The Bulls, duh. And I'd say favorite player. I do like my D Rose, even though he's like injured all the time. And MJ, which it's funny because ye super seedings, they call me the MJ of GWA, which is it's totally exaggeration, but kinkiest thing you've ever done. So I kind of addressed this in my Proust questionnaire. I mean, I guess it kind of depends on like what your definition of kinkiest is. Like, is it the time that I had a boyfriend piss on me? Or, like, the time that I co-dommed a guy with another girl? Or, the time I had sex in my workplace? Like, you know, what it depends on what somebody would like their definition of kinkiest. But I guess in my opinion, I'd probably say like the water sports thing. Kinkiest thing you ever said. Once again, I don't know. Just because of, you know, what's your definition of kinky, you know? Piss on me. Maybe that would be the kinkiest thing I ever said. Jesus. Who's your GWA boo? So I am involved with somebody pretty seriously. So there's that. And also, you, Super Seedings, duh. And sexually specific is obviously my boo thang. Everybody knows that, so. Mwah. Thoughts on foot fetishism. So I used to be totally turned off by it. Like, I was like, oh my god, that's gross. Feet are gross. Like, and I still don't particularly care for feet. I can do it now, but it doesn't really do that much for me. Like, my last submissive, he totally had a thing for feet, and so, like, you know, I would, you know, step on him or whatever, like, let him do whatever he wanted to my feet. So, I mean, I'm, like, fine with it, but I don't have, like, a thing for it myself. It's weird because I really like shoes. Like, I have a thing for shoes. But I don't like feet, so I don't know. And feet go inside of shoes, so I'm not really sure what it is, but, why do you like cream pie and impreg so much? So I think part of it's like an ownership thing. So like, you know, if somebody were to impregnate me, obviously they would, it would be very obvious that, you know, maybe who I belong to or whatever. And then I'd say it's like a really primal urge, like it's just like a thing, you know, that we have inside of us that keeps the race going is, you know, the urge to procreate and all this kind of stuff. So it's just a sexualized version of that. Hermes or Louis V? I'd say Louis V. Are you mad that I asked you all these questions? Nah, boo. Why would I ever be mad at you? When are we getting married, girl? How's next week sound? I'm down. Hit me up. Where would you go if you had a week with no responsibilities and you didn't have to pay for travel or admission to anything? I'd go back to the Philippines, which, I mean, I'm going back there this summer, which is pretty sweet, but damn, is it expensive to get out there. Like, once you get there, it's cheap, but, play tickets out there are just, like, hella expensive. Like, damn, it's so trifling. What's your favorite sexual toy to use, and what's your favorite to use on others? For myself, it depends on, like, what I'm in the mood for. I have a Lilo G-Spot toy, which I like to use. I've never, like, squirted it or anything, but it just feels good, you know? So if, like, I want something inside of me, then that's good. If I want to just, like, straight up cum, like, I have a pocket rocket or, like, other vibrators. I mean, it just kind of depends. I may or may not have a Hitachi coming in the mail at some point, so expect to hear that in a recording at some point. So that might be a new favorite toy. to use on others, I like using my flogger or my zip strip. I'm a meanie. I like inflicting pain on other people. So I'd say that those are probably my favorite to use on others. Do you believe that if you were sent back in time, could you alter the future, or would anything you do already have happened in the future that you came from? I'm not sure if you're trying to say, like, do I believe in, like, you know, if I went back in time that things would change if I did something, or if, like, if I want to change anything. I'm not really sure what you're getting at with this one, but, I mean, sure, there are some things I'd go back in time and change if I could, but, I think that, you know, if I were able to go back in time, I think that I would be able to alter the future, just because, you know, the things that you do now affect what happens in the future. So I guess if I was able to go back to the past, I could do that. And that probably was like, everyone's like, Shut up. That doesn't even make sense. I'm sorry. Hopefully that was a semi-coherent answer. As a dominant, what is your favorite thing to do? And as a submissive, what's your favorite thing to have done? So as a dominant, I like to inflict pain. I'm a sadist. Like I just said, my answer, I like, using the zip strip and the flogger on people. And as a submissive, I enjoy like service. So whether it be sexual, domestic, whatever, like basically just, servicing my dominant. Why are you so damn awesome? Aww. Thank you. It's very sweet. If you had a consequence-free 24-hour period as a man, what would you do? I would have as much sexual, consensual sex with as many people as possible. Male, female, everything in between. Identifies neither. I don't give a shit. I would fuck everything in sight that wanted me to fuck it. Like, that's just how it is. I'm not gonna lie. Gotta make good use of my penis before it disappears and turns back into a vagina. So. If someone wanted it, would you make a mold of your vagina for them for giggity or alternatively artistic purposes? Because apparently sometimes people like to hang vagina molds on their wall. Girl, I don't know who you're talking to that likes to hang vagina molds on their wall, but you might want to call the FBI or something because that's like some serial killer shit. But for real, if somebody wanted, yeah, I would totally make a mold of my vagina. Don't know who would want that, but I'd do it. Pillow fort or blanket fort? Describe your ideal fort. Both. Like, why settle for one or the other? And then my ideal fort, like, have y'all seen Community, the episode where they build like that crazy fort that takes up like all of Greendale? Like that is my ideal fort. Like the entire time that episode, I'm like, damn, that's so boss. Like, I wish I could be there, like in that fort. It's so ace. That's what I want to do. That's that. Somebody build me that fort. Or help me. I don't know. I want that fort. What is your go-to outfit or item of clothing or look for when you want to get laid? So I have this like black dress that really kind of accentuates the bod. I have a picture of it, or in it, in a Gone Mild post that I did like a few months ago. So if you like stalk my submitted posts, you'll be able to see which dress I'm talking about, but that's totally a fuck me dress. So I'd say like something like that. Which movies do you watch over and over again and why do you like them so much? I already answered this one pretty much, so my top five list. What is your deepest, darkest, no consequence fantasy? I can't answer that. I'm sorry. It's like way too fucking creepy, and I really. You guys would judge the shit out of me. I really could not answer that. Best ice cream flavor and why? Cookies and cream, and because I'm sane. Like, if you don't think the cookies and cream is the best ice cream, then. Out of your mind. Damn, I want some cookies and cream now, but it's like 20 degrees. The second I would step outside to like go get ice cream, I'd be like, fuck this. I'll like go back in. Like, it is too cold. Cookies and cream, What do you need a script written about? I'm guessing you mean like what's something I can't really improv. And I'd say incest. And like, and I'm sure you guys know, especially like early in, my GWA career or whatever, I did a lot of incest posts because I got a lot of incest scripts and really good ones. And don't get me wrong, I liked my incest post a lot. But it's not something that I'm like personally, like, I don't want to say it's not something I'm not into the way that I'm not really into foot fetishism. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm an only child, and so I never think about siblings like in general. I mean, not to say that if I had siblings, I would be banging them, but I mean, like the the concept of siblings or of having siblings like never comes into my head because I just don't have any. And so I think for me, I guess might be a little harder because a lot of the stuff that I do is improv, and a lot of stuff that I do is either stuff that I've done before or things that I want to do in real life. So with something like incest, it's kind of like, well, I need like the more specific things, I guess, like kind of written out, I guess, for me, just because it's not something I ever consider on my own. But yeah, like I said, early on, I got a lot of really great incest scripts, which is why so many of my early posts were incest based. So yeah, I miss the people who used to write me incest scripts, like Horny Good Boy. If you're listening to this, you should write me more scripts. I don't know where you went. You're a good scriptwriter. People really like your stuff. Okay. What do you get out of recording? I really like turning people on. I like knowing that, excuse me, that there are people out there who, listen to me or look at pictures of me or whatever and like touch themselves. I'm so like, that just drives me crazy. And then even like just recording, like vocalizing things, like I like to dirty talk and stuff, so like even just the act of like, recording like turns me on. But it's mostly like I like knowing that there are people out there enjoying my stuff, which is awesome, which is why I love hearing feedback from you guys, and like the more detailed the better. Like I love it. You guys are what keep me going doing this thing, 'cause if you guys didn't like me, I wouldn't want to do it. But thankfully you do, so what motivates you in life? Making myself a better person than I was yesterday. I'd say that that's probably I constantly strive for improvement. I constantly strive to make myself a better person every day, especially for the benefit of other people. And I hope one day that I can give my mom everything that she deserves. I feel like it's such a cliche answer, but I do. I love my mama. And, I want to be able to spoil her one day, so. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? God damn it. I'd say the horse-sized duck, just because it's like. I mean, I'm sure you guys all heard TYO, like, whenever he was on GWA Radio and they were talking about this. Like, 100 duck-sized horses, like, you'd fucking kill them or whatever, and then blood would be everywhere, it'd be all slippery, and then, like, you could get mobbed, like, by these little things, and when you have the horse-sized duck, like, you just have one thing to fight. So, instead of, like, 100 little things. So, I'd say the horse-sized duck. I knew someone was gonna ask me that. Damn it. Why come you're so pretty? Aw. My parents were pretty good looking people, so. I'd say, that reminds me one time I was real shit faced. And, this is when I was still living at home. And, there was like this picture of a picture of my parents from their wedding night. And I was like, ah, Vaz, like, I'm so glad, like, you and dad weren't ugly. And so I'm not ugly. Like, thanks for being not ugly. I'm such a fucking idiot. Switchy B, how do you like my new nickname for you? I love it. It's adorable. If we met in real life, would you give me a hug? Obviously. Duh, I love giving hugs. I'm such a huggy, like, touchy-feely person. So if any of y'all see me on the street, which most of you don't know like what my face looks like, but some of you do. So if any of y'all on the street see me, you better be giving me a hug. Ain't gonna let you pass me by without giving a hug. I tried hugging my preceptor at the end of my internship and it was like real weird. It ended up being like this more of like a backpack because he wasn't as touchy-feely as I was, but so yes, I would give any of you a hug. So she come give me a hug. If you're ever around, come give me a What was the last song you listened to? So one of the questions I'm gonna have to go back to later is from No Name, and he asked me to describe the best orgasm I ever had in detail, but being real hood with it. So the last song I listened to was "Three Hunna" by Chief Keef because I needed to get in the mindset of like talking about an orgasm in a really hood way. So I was like, I need to listen to something that's like straight ignorant. So Chief Keef is straight ignorant. I'm gonna have to go back to that question later. So yes, "Three Hunna" by Chief Keef. I hope no one's judging me right now. I sort of do love Chief Keef in like a really weird way, like fucking terrible. Like Chief Keef needs Jesus. I'm just gonna. People from Chicago know what I'm talking about. Do you have a party trick? Unfortunately, I don't, but my friends like to play Guess Her Race with me. That's their party trick. Because I am biracial, and so I look very racially ambiguous. And so, like, I'm half white and half Filipina. And so, but you can't, I don't look Filipino at all. So, I look like Hispanic. And so people, like to play Guess My Race. So, if someone was to give you one gift, money's no object, what would you want to receive? Definitely a house in like Boracay or something. A house for my mom in the Philippines because I know she wants to move back home, like after I become a real person and stuff, like married and kids and shit. I know she wants to go back home, so if someone could give me one gift, I'd get her like a ball and house and like, you know, a housekeeper or something, so my mama wouldn't have to lift a finger. That's what I want. Somebody buy me a house in Boracay, all right? Buy my mama a house. If you had to spend an entire week without a computer, tablet, or cell phone, how do you think you would fare? I did have to do that when I went to the Philippines. Well, I mean, I did get to use a computer like once. Maybe I was there for 2 weeks. I got to use a computer like maybe a few times, and that was basically to check up with my dad and see how he was. But for the most part, it was 2 weeks without a computer or cell phone, which this time I wouldn't have to do that because I have a world capable phone, so I won't go sans phone this time. But it kind of sucked. I mean, I was like used to it, or I was like used to having like a phone and all that shit by then, but I think now it'd be harder. But yeah, so I have done that before. What's your favorite way to get exercise? I really like to weight lift. I'm actually pretty dense. Like, people always underguess my weight, I guess, because I do like to weight lift, and so it makes me like dense. Sex is also a pretty good way to get exercise, although I haven't gotten laid in like months and months and months, so womp womp. I've been single for too long. Congratulations on grad school. Thank you. What will you be studying? So like I said, Master of Public Health, and then Master of Social Work in the future. So there you go. What's more exciting for you, making audio or listening to others? I'd say both equally exciting. I love, like I said before, I've already kind of explained this earlier, I love making recordings. It definitely turns me on to do it. And then I love listening to others. Obviously, that's how I even got started here, was because I was like, I want to listen to people get off. Like I'm very auditory. Like I'm the type of person who like, if I'm watching porn and I pick a video that looks like the video could look like the hottest thing in the world, but if there's some fucking stupid music or like the girl sounds like a banshee or like or there's just something like going on to where I wouldn't like, I couldn't watch it. Like I have to have sound, I have to have like I have to hear people moaning, I have to do like this whole thing. So, definitely equally exciting. Okay. You have a lot of impregnation and virginity taking in your tracks. How did you discover that these turn you on so much? With the virginity one, I've actually done it before. I have taken a guy's virginity before. And it was very exciting to, I mean, obviously he wasn't like inept or whatever. But I mean, I did kind of do some leading and stuff, and that was really exciting. And then impreg, like I said earlier, I think it's just kind of a natural drive. You know, just kind of something inside me that's really turned on by it. Do you ever play out any of these kinks or scenarios with real partners? Yeah. Like I said, most of my stuff is improv because it's either something I've actually done before or, it's something I've wanted to do. So, do piercings really make you more sensitive? Yes, they do. My nipples, when I got my nipples pierced, actually, I kind of lost a little bit of feeling for a while, and then it came back, like, even more. So my nipples are, like, crazy sensitive, in, like, a good way. My clit piercing, it did not really. I actually had to take it out. Well, I took it out one day for like a couple hours, and then it totally closed up, and I was incredibly salty about it, so I don't have my clit piercing anymore, but that didn't make me more sensitive. But my nipples definitely. What's the best sex you ever had? This is hard. I mean, I've had some great sex in my day. I mean, I think any sex where you really connect with the person, like, makes for great sex. So I really can't say best sex I've ever had because, I've just had a lot of great sex. So I really can't say, pinpoint the best. This next question. Vulture, you really need to, like, tell people you're Asian or something because I think people downvoted you to shit for this question because I thought it was racist. But you're Asian, right? Like, you've said that you're Asian before, so. Has anyone asked you for Asian-y posts before since you've said that you're of Asian descent? I have no idea how that would work. How do you record soy sauce, sake? Do you place a rice cooker somewhere in the immediate vicinity? Yeah, you really need to tell people you're Asian, B, because people were like, damn, this dude's racist as fuck. They were like, downvoting you. Like I said, I am Filipina. I don't speak Tagalog or anything fluently, so I don't know how I would do an Asian-y post. But no, nobody has asked for one. So, yeah, there you Is it bad that I hate you because the man I like chose you over me? If you're being serious, then yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry. I really don't know what else to say to that. If you're joking, then haha, that's very funny. But if you're not joking, then yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry. I really I don't know who your man is. I don't know why he would choose me over you. Okay, I'm gonna move on because that's a really fucking awkward question. vibrator or dildo? Like I said earlier, it kind of depends on what I want. If I want to feel something inside of me, then dildo. If I want to come, then vibrator. Take control or be taken control of? It depends on my partner. So there have been partners where I just want to dominate the shit out of them, whatever. And there are some who I have no desire to dominate at all. I just want to submit completely. And that's just how it is. So it depends. Favorite vacation spot? The Philippines, again. Big spoon or little spoon? Definitely a little spoon. I'm not like a big person, so I like to be little spoon. Although, I don't know. Spooning with girls, I kind of like to be big spoon sometimes. Kind of depends. Is GWA an outlet or another kink? Both. Definitely both. Especially now that, my partner is not. Well. I'm gonna. Now that I'm not getting laid. it is a bit of an outlet. But it's also another kink, like I said, I really like turning people on. So, the knowledge that I'm turning people on is really, definitely does it for me. Optimist or pessimist? I'm definitely an optimist. I like to, try to see the best in everyone and, try to see the best in everything and try to keep, like I said before, like a level head, and so I think being an optimist definitely helps with that. A crazy night out or a warm bath with wine? Depends on my mood. I have plenty of crazy nights out, but a warm bath with wine is also excellent. So, just kind of depends on my mood. Depends on if I get dragged out by my sisters or my friends. The craziest place you had sex? I'd say my workplace. I'm sorry if my boss somehow hears this one day. I'm sorry that I had. It's funny actually. So this happened like a couple years ago, and my coworker was on the clock, and I was not. So this kid was getting paid to have sex with me in my workplace. And the next day, my boss called me into her office, and I was shitting bricks. Like, I was like, oh my God, she found out, she's gonna fire me. And she was calling me into her office to tell me that she had nominated me for something because, oh, I'm such a good employee, and this and this and this. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such a fucking bad person. So, if you ever hear this to my boss, I'm sorry. I love you. I promise I won't do it again. Or sexual act. I'd say probably the water sports thing. Exotic pet you wish you could own. I'd say a fox. They're cute. Apparently they don't smell very good though. Like the domesticated foxes, apparently they're kind of stinky, which sucks because they're really cute. I'd still say a fox. If you were reincarnated and had a choice, would you choose a different sex? Nah. Well, maybe. Actually, yes. Originally, I said no to this. Actually, yes. And just because, obviously, I've lived this life as a woman, and so I would like to live, if I were to have another life, then, to be able to see the world in a different way as a man from a different perspective. That'd be pretty cool. And plus, I'd have a dick. Seriously, I wish I could be a man for a day. Like, I know I already answered this question earlier, but that'd be sick. Just like stick my dick in stuff. Like I feel like that's like a thing that like I don't know, is that like a thing that actually guys actually do? Comment on this later and tell me like do you just stick your dick in like pies or like pillows or other stuff, other things that would fit your penis. Like, I feel like I would just do that all the time. But then I feel like people are always like, oh, if I had a vagina, I would stick all this stuff in it. But, like, it's not like I use my vagina as, like, a purse or anything, So, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't go around sticking stuff, my dick and stuff. I don't Have you ever dated two people at the same time? No, I have not. Like I said, I'm very monogamous, so. Have you ever said someone else's name during sex instead of who you're with? No, and oh my goodness, that would be so embarrassing. But no, I have not, so. Favorite thing about the opposite sex? I like how men, like I said earlier, I like how men are kind of rough and not delicate the way that girls are, so. Have you ever woken anybody up because you were too loud? Not that I know of. Thankfully. I hope not. Because I don't want to be a rude ass waking people up. Do you watch porn, and if so, what type? Yeah, mostly like kink porn. I really like I have a kink.com account. I really like double penetration for some reason. Like I really like just watching a girl being filled like completely. I mean, I'm not sure if it's something I would ever do, especially because I'm not like super duper into anal, but like I just love watching a girl being filled up. Like I think it's super hot. I also have this weird thing for like, I like watching videos where the girl pretends to be asleep, and I know that sounds really weird, but like I think it's because like the guys in those videos are always so like almost like slow and like deliberate, like because they have to be like, oh, I don't want to wake her up, and so like I'm gonna just put my penis inside of her really gently. And I don't know, for some reason, just how it like careful they are, like something about that's really really hot to me. I don't know why. That's I am putting out a formal request right now in this recording. I want more audios of the guy pretending to fuck a sleeping girl. So putting the request out there. So, gentlemen, get going, please. And I also like to watch girls come. So, any sort of, video where a girl comes, like, legitimately, I'm into that. Was your fantasy all that you imagined? Yeah, I guess. It's a very non-specific question. I mean, I've never had a sexual experience where I was like, oh, I really want to do this, and then I did it, and I was like, oh, that's really stupid. Like, so pretty much any fantasy I've played out has been all that I imagined. So, what's your favorite restaurant? Restopinoy in the Albany Park neighborhood of Chicago is excellent. Oh, it's so good. I have dreams of the crispy pata there. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so hungry right now. Like, I'm really hungry right now. How dare you want me or make me want Filipino food? I'm dying. I'm going home this weekend though, and so every time I go home, my mom makes me like hella Filipino food. I'm so excited. Oh, I want Filipino food. I'm dying. Three things that GWA would never guess about yourself. I'm actually kind of shy. I'm shy and I masturbate into a microphone for thousands of people to listen to. But it's true though, in real life, I'm kind of shy. I'm definitely better now though than I have been before, but I also think I'm not as self-confident as I let on. Posting to GWA honestly has helped with my self-confidence a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying like I'm like super like down on myself or some shit, but I'm just like, not, I don't have like a grossly inflated ego or anything. And then the third thing, what's something you guys, another thing you guys want to guess about me? It's funny, I'm very affectionate, I'm very romantic, and I know that I have done some romantic audios, and people were like, switch bitch, romantic, what? And I remember, like, somebody had said that, and I was like, I saw that comment, and I was like, oh my god, like, if my friends in real life saw that, they would burst out laughing, because I'm just, like, a giant bag of feelings. I know I do a lot of like really rough like dom stuff and stuff like that, but I'm actually very, very affectionate, which my recent recording of My Perfect Pet I think kind of showed how romantic I am, or how affectionate I am at least. And I've done a couple other romantic audios since then, so hopefully you guys are, or I've let you guys see that side of me more often than I used to. Three ways, groups, and swinging. Have you experienced any? And if so, what are your likes and dislikes? I've actually never done anything like that before. I've never had a threesome. I feel like the idea sounds really fun, and I think I would like to do it if it was with two people who I was like who I weren't like involved with, or who I wasn't involved with. 'Cause I feel like I'd get like a little like sad if I saw my partner fucking somebody else. I'm not like a really jealous person, but I don't know. I guess there's just something about it. Like, I don't know. I feel like that sounds really weird, but yeah. So I don't think I'd be a very good swinger or whatever. Sorry. Have you ever done a random act of blowjob? I have not. Actually, when you like, because you parses RAOB, I actually had to Google that. Because I wasn't sure what you were talking about. So yeah, no, I've never done a random act of blowjob. I think my blowjob skills are pretty awesome, and so I don't reserve them for randos. What's the most favorite recording that you've ever done and why? Excuse me, my voice like cracked there. Let me look through my thing really quick and see what my favorite recording I've done is. I don't know if you just mean like solo or like collab. I'd say collab. Both of the collabs I've done so far, my A Game of Cat and Mouse was sexually specific, and I've never seen someone like you here before with Call It a Fap. They're both awesome to work with, and so it was crazy fun doing those collaborations with both of them. I love doing them, and so I can't choose a favorite as far as collaborations, but as far as like solo stuff, man, this is hard. I am like a horrible judge of my own audios. Like every time I do one, I'm like, oh my god, that was really shitty. Like everyone's gonna hate this. And so I'm always surprised, like I'll look back and it's like 100 upvotes. I'm like, what? Like people like that? I'm such like a, I guess I'm just like so critical of myself. Like I'm such a bad judge of my own audio. So it's so hard for me to say like what my favorite recording I've ever done was. Gosh, I'm like looking through. I really like doing My Boy Next Door. I think because I don't know, it was a different take on the virginity thing. I really liked doing that. And Daddy's Princess always gets what she wants. I like doing that one too because I like doing Daddy Dumb Little Girl stuff. I need to release more of that, actually. I have plans to do more Daddy Dumb Little Girl stuff. So, maybe those two. Least favorite recording and why? Oh my god, that's easy. Like any of my early ones. Well, my first couple. Which I don't know how y'all weren't like, this person's terrible, like, go away. My pacing was so bad in the beginning because I wasn't used to recording yet. And so, like, you know, like leaving proper time for, like, you know, the listener to like mentally do the action I was telling them to do or whatever. Like I wouldn't leave enough time for that because I just wasn't used to how recording worked. And so I wasn't used to like the pacing thing. So my pacing is absolutely heinous. I cannot go back like my first like proper recording that I did like 3 months ago. I literally cannot go back and listen to it because I just the pacing like makes me cringe. So I'm surprised you guys even like liked me at all in the beginning. But, and which, I mean, like I said, you guys pointed that out to me, some of you did, and that helped me, you know, be a better recording artist. And so, especially to any new people who are listening, don't be afraid of like constructive criticism. Like I've said this before, like people aren't, like, we're really nice here. So if anybody, you know, kind of gives you constructive criticism, like take it. Like it definitely made me a better recorder, a recording artist, and yeah. So yeah, like I said, pretty much any of my first like couple, I'd say. My first few recordings, I can't listen to them just 'cause the pacing is bad. But after the first couple, I kind of got it down, so would you ever make a career out of erotica, or do you see yourself making a career out of erotica? No. Just because, you know, I have my plans for the future. You know, I want to do, you know, public health and I want to do social work and all this kind of stuff. So that's really my plan. So no, erotica, audio erotica, pictures, stuff like that. It'll just stay a hobby. My idea of a perfect partner. I like someone who's well educated. You know, I am a well-educated person, and so I like another person who's well-educated too. Somebody who's affectionate and sweet. I don't like people who withhold affection, who are like, oh, I'm such a manly dude, I can't, like, show affection. Like, you know, I don't like that. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be, like, the mushiest person on earth, but you have to be okay with me being the mushiest person on earth, because I totally am. I'm the biggest mush. Somebody who's kinky, obviously, at least a little bit. I don't think I would be happy with somebody who is like completely vanilla, just because I am so kinky. Yeah, and you know, someone who treats me well, and you know, it's like we don't have to agree on everything. Like we can have some differences, but as long as you know the, as long as we can agree to disagree on certain things, then I'm totally A-okay with that. What did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be a nurse, actually. Like every good little Filipino child, I wanted to be a nurse. And then I didn't. So. How did you first realize you were into kinky sex? I guess I've always been fascinated with like power dynamics. Like I remember being younger and you know, thinking like authority figures were very sexy. I don't know, I guess I've just always like kind of had this, like I said, this fascination with like, you know, power dynamics. So I think that's probably how I first realized I was into kinky sex. What is your idea of a great first date? Well, a nice dinner is always good. And then something like an activity that we can do where we can at least like talk to each other. 'Cause I think, you know, a first date, like, it's a good time to really get to know somebody. I mean, unless you've been like talking for a long time, you just never went on a date for some reason. But, so like not a movie, just because it's like you can't talk to the person like during a movie. Obviously, unless you want to be a rude ass motherfucker, which in that case, get out. But yeah, pretty much anything where we can like talk. Honestly, for a first date, I would like to do something that's like more like relaxed. You know, like I don't know, not like bungee jumping. 'Cause I'm a huge pussy. And so if I'm gonna do something like crazy like bungee jump or like tightrope walk or something, it has to be with somebody who I'm okay with like burying my face in and being like, no, I can't do it until like they talk me into doing it. What has been the thing that has surprised you the most about yourself since you discovered GWA? I'm surprised at like how bold I've been. Like I said, I'm kinda shy and like I've always been open with people who I'm like close to, but like I'm essentially, you know, masturbating into a microphone for thousands and thousands and thousands of strangers. That's crazy. Like I can't believe I've been able to do that. It's totally good though. What is something that never fails to turn you on? Fear play, definitely. Like if you say something like I'm gonna hunt you or something like that, like it will always turn me on. Just how it is. I'm fucked up. What makes you irrationally angry? Oh my god. Oh. So, I'm getting salty just thinking about it right now. Hold on. I need to hold back the salt for a second. Okay. So, like you guys, like I said, I'm, you know, in public health. And so people who are anti-vaccination, oh my god, I'm gonna get so salty with you guys for a second. Oh my god, that fucking chaps my ass when people like go on and like, oh, vaccines have like pieces of aborted babies and fucking stupid shit like that. Like, get the fuck out of here, you know? Like, oh my god, it makes me so mad. And oh my god, I was so salty because like my cousin's fiance, like, she didn't want to vaccinate my niece, and I was like, I swear to God. Okay, I know niece is not the proper term because it's my cousin, but he's almost like my brother. I was like, I swear to God, if you don't vaccinate that baby, I will come up there and I will steal her and I will get her vaccinated. I'm like, God, it makes me so salty. I'm serious. Like, extreme levels of saltiness. Like, oh my God, I cannot stand it. So, if any of you are listening and you don't like vaccination, I'm sorry if I offended you. Actually, no, I take that back. I'm totally not sorry. I hope you're offended. Because it fucking pisses me off. Ah. Okay. Next question. Who are your real life role models? The one that comes to mind is Corazon Aquino. She was the 11th president of the Philippines. And she was a boss ass bitch. She, you know, helped like overthrow a dictator basically, and she like did better things for the Filipino people. So, yeah, like I said, she was a boss ass bitch. So, Who are your GWA role models? So I'd say trying you out. He's so good at like what he does. It's amazing. He and High No Name definitely taught me the importance of sound effects, which I know a lot of you have commented saying that you love my sound effects and my audios. Well, you should send a thank you message to Trying You Out and High No Name because they are the ones who taught me that sound effects are good, especially Trying You Out in that belt. Oh my god, oh that belt sound. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Oof. So yeah, like I said, TYO, No Name. Sexually specific too, she's my boothang. She's obviously one of my GWA role models too. And I mean just like a lot of you guys, like Playful Little One, like a lot of you just inspire me to be like a better recording artist. Like I'm like I have a high standard to hold myself up to because you guys are so good. How you behave in your recordings relate to how you behave in real life. Pretty similar. I don't have like a persona or anything. Like Switch Bitch is not a persona. Switch Bitch is me. Like I said, a lot of the stuff I do is either stuff I have done or stuff I want to do. Mostly stuff that I have done. So yeah, pretty similar. You guys like the stuff that I do, like that's me. What's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you? I don't know. Probably might like this in my list of exciting things, my exciting days in my life or whatever. I'd say my acceptances to my programs, pretty exciting. And I'm not sure if that's most exciting, but pretty exciting. What skill do you think you're best at that would help arouse a partner the most? For example, blowjobs, striptease, whatever. Definitely my oral sex skills. I love, 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 love giving oral sex. And so I have become quite good at it. If you guys listen to my Proust questionnaire, I talked about that too. Definitely oral sex. How many times a day do you masturbate? I'd say anywhere between 0 and 5. I am actually on another denial period right now. 2 weeks. 2 weeks without coming. Pray for me because I can't come for 2 weeks. So expecting edging audio to come out sometime where I'm like, I can't come. Yeah, 2 weeks. So right now, 0 times a day. But when I finally do get to come, hopefully my Hitachi one will be in, and so I'll like come everywhere, and it'll be awesome. You guys will get to hear that too, obviously. When doming, do you like to be called anything else other than Queen? Your Highness. That's it. I don't like being called Mistress or Ma'am, really, or anything else like that. Ma'am's okay, actually. So they don't have to say your queen or my queen or your highness over and over again. But yeah, definitely my queen and your highness. Favorite band? Don't really have one. I like so many. Sorry, I feel like that's a cop-out answer. Do you like video games? I do. I used to more than I do now. I used to play a lot of video games whenever I was like in middle school. Actually, it's funny. I was like a kid on Christmas not too long ago because I forgot about my Sega Dreamcast and then I remembered it and then I found it. Oh my god, it was so ace. I like brought it back and I played Hella: Skies of Arcadia and then I got to like a certain point and the disc started fucking up and I was like so salty. Now I want to play Skies of Arcadia. But I just know though I'm gonna load it up, it's gonna fuck up again, and I'm gonna be like the saltiest motherfucker alive. I love that game. It came out on GameCube too, like they ported it. So if any of you guys have a Dreamcast or GameCube, I know I'm not making this AMA in like 2001, so you guys don't have to remind me in the comments or anything. But for real, Skies of Arcadia is dope. You should play it if you can. Favorite scary movie? I'd say Night of the Living Dead, and I already kind of explained this before. Okay, so I'm gonna go back to the ones I skipped that required too much thought, particularly from you. No Name, you bitch. Anyways. Okay, if you could commit any act, illegal or legal, without prosecution and no one would even know that you did it, what would it be and how would you do it? Oh, man. I mean, I'm assuming you're like. Oh my gosh, I don't know. Steal my mama all the riches in the world. And I would do it like I'd be like a fucking hardcore like a bank heist. But that would like totally affect other people though, which would be pretty trifling. I don't know, if I could like do that and like it wouldn't affect other people, but it would just be like real cool for my mom, then like I would do it. I'm not some trifling ass motherfucker. I wouldn't like, you know, ruin other people's lives. What's your favorite game to play and why? What is your least favorite and why? Yes, these can be sexual, non-sexual, and, well, you know.
Well, obviously, my favorite games to play are big girl games, like hide and go seek.
My least favorite to play. Sorry, No Name will appreciate me slipping in a little voice for that answer. My least favorite.
Oh, I don't know, ones where like Teddy gets really scary. I don't like those games.
That question was very No Name. I know where you were going with that question.
So, Daddy, I hope you like listening to
If you woke up one night after a long night of sorority partying and you saw this creepy man standing above you who told you that he needed your help and could transform you into a superhuman, anything that you could imagine, but you had to have at least two weaknesses, what would your superpowers be and why? Also, what would your weaknesses be? Would you have a sidekick, a dog, a cat, a boomerang, a hunting knife, a javelin? Build a scenario of you as a super switch bitch. So I always say this, people ask me, they're like, oh, if you could have like any superpower, what would it be? So, and it's like the fucking lamest superpower in the world, but I totally want it. If I could have any power in the world, I would totally want to like, if I could see everybody's fetishes as like a neon sign above their heads, seriously. I want to know. This is one thing I really like about GWA too. I love knowing what people are into because I feel like it kind of gives you a better idea of who that person is almost sometimes. And, you know, I'm just curious, like, you know, if there are people around who like stuff that I like. But I would want to turn it on and off at will. Like, I don't want to know, like, you know, what my 75-year-old environmental health instructor is into. Like, I don't want to know that. But like my coworkers or something? Totally. What would my weaknesses be? Coming too much. I want to like. I'm starting not to make any sense anymore. How long has this been going on? An hour and 18 minutes. I might not actually break TYO's thing. I should probably edit that out. Because I was all like, right in your sexy face, TYO. Yeah. Now I'm probably not even gonna break his record. Fuck. Anyways, two weaknesses. Ooh, I'm starting to trail off. Two weaknesses. Yeah, like I said, coming too much, you know. Walking down the street. Bam. Embarrassing. My other weakness, kryptonite. Would I have a sidekick? Duh. A boomerang. What kind of fucking sidekick is that, No Name? God damn it. That's shitty. Boomerang, yeah, I'd have this boomerang as my sidekick. The fuck? That's gonna be my answer. A boomerang, because it's a fucking terrible answer. And you deserve it for giving me a terrible option. I love you, boo. favorite phrases. Okay, I have to go back to this. Five favorite phrases. Good girl, obviously. Oh, love it. I like hearing I love you, honestly. I know that sounds like silly, but I'm such, like I said, I'm such a big bag of feelings. I miss hearing I love you. Like I said, I'm talking to somebody right now and we're not quite at that stage yet, so hopefully one day. I miss hearing I love you. Okay, good girl, I love you. Get on your knees. Either saying it or it being said to me. I love that. Fuck me. It's another good one. Ah, shut your mouth and take this cock. I like that too. And I like calling girls like a nasty slut. I like doing stuff like that, like a fucking nasty bitch, stuff like that. All right. If you could be any majestic creature, what would you be and why? Feel free to get jiggy with it. For example, a unicorn with laser beams for eyes, cyclops, a cyclops with talking toes. I would totally want to be like a unicorn. Oh, I would be like Lady Rainicorn from Adventure Time. She's so cute. But I don't speak Korean though, so like that would make me less cute because like her voice is really cute and she's really cute. So I want to be Lady Rainicorn. What was the best orgasm of your life? Please explain in full detail, but super hood. Damn, so. So the best orgasm I ever had in my fucking life was. So a buddy of mine was like, he's like, yo, you should like hook up with my friend. And so he was like showing me pictures of her and stuff, and I was like, damn, she could get the business. So she came down here, and we just had like a full weekend of just like fucking. It was dope as hell. And I think the best orgasm I ever had was she was going down on me, and I just like fucking, oh man, like she couldn't work that tongue like crazy. And that busted all over her face. So dope. It was on 100 for sure. Was fucking ridiculous. That was terrible. I'm sorry. Yo, but real talk though, ask me in 6 months. I'm not gonna explain why. I'm not gonna elaborate. But ask me in 6 months. Ask me in August. Let's see. What else we got here that I skipped? Damn, someone's salty. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but some guy was just like freaking out. Let me scroll back through here. You promised to give me the most life-changing, mind-blowing sexual experience in the history of sex. Please describe what you would do to me in detail. Well, first, I would walk up to you really slowly, and I would make sure that your eyes were on mine. And I would come up to you. And I would place my hand on the back of your neck. And I would bite my lip as I came in close to you. And I would pull your lip into my mouth while we shared a wonderfully passionate kiss. And I would let my hands slide up your shirt. And I would squeeze your cute little nipples. And my mouth would find its way to your neck. And I would kiss and nibble. And maybe I'd sink my teeth in a little deeper if I wanted to leave my mark on you. And then I'd pull you by your hair into the bedroom. and throw you on the bed. And I'd order you to strip for me. And I'd watch you with hungry eyes as you took off each article of clothing for me. And then after you stripped, I would tie you down and kiss down your body until I got to your beautiful pussy. And I would work my tongue and fingers on you until you couldn't control yourself, and I ordered you to come for me. And I would make you come over and over and over again until you physically could not come anymore. And after that, if you were good, I'd sit on your face and then you could make me come. I think that's how I would do it. Throw this away, that away. Hope you liked that. You know, there's other stuff, too, I would do, but that was just like a Reader's Digest version. Come to town and I'll show you. Let me see. If you could hate fuck any celebrity, who would it be and why? See, the thing is, like, I don't like to fuck people I don't like. So, now, if I could just generally fuck any celebrity, actually, I would hate fuck Robin Thicke, because I feel like he seems like a douche, but I would totally still fuck him anyway. I would hate fuck Robin Thicke. There you go. What works of art and literature turn you on and inspire your dirty parts? I can't really think of anything specific for that. I mean, anything that's pretty obviously erotic, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm so uncultured. I can't even think of a good answer for that. I'm dying. What do you think? Scroll back through here. Are there any other ones I missed? I don't want to miss anyone's questions. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's it. I think it is. Yeah, so I think that's it. Oh wait, what are we at now? 1 hour and 27. Oh my god, I'm not gonna beat TYO. Shit. Fuck me. I almost just want to sit here for like 15 minutes of silence, or like 20 minutes of silence, just so I can beat TYO. I'm not that petty. I try not to like make it too long, because I didn't want you guys to be like bored. You're probably already fucking bored. You're like, this person sucks. I hate Switch Bitch. She's fucking boring and terrible. I hope you guys don't think that. I hope everybody who wanted to ask me questions got to, because I know I said I was going to do this on the 28th, on Friday, but I'm going home. So, you know, that's why I did it today instead. So, as always, you know, I'm always down with questions. So feel free to ask me things at any time. And if anybody has any extra questions they want to tack on in the comments, I'll record my response to that question or those questions. But for now, I think that's it. I'm pretty sure. Y'all asked me 105 questions. I cannot believe that. That is awesome. But yeah, so yeah, 105 questions in 1 hour and 30 minutes. I didn't beat TYO. And you guys, everyone needs to make sure, Throw This Away, That Away did a AMA recently. Hope you guys listened to that. It was good. She masturbated during it and then came, which is pretty awesome. I'm like not a cool kid these days, because like all the cool kids are doing AMA masturbations. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot edge for 105 questions, especially because I couldn't come at the end because, like I said, I'm on a denial period has been imposed upon me. And so I could not do 105 questions and edge for 2 hours and then not come. Like, I'd probably just throw myself off of my building. I'm just kidding, I wouldn't do that. But really, it would fucking suck. Anyways, Sexually Specific has an AMA masturbation coming up with No Name. And Playful Little One has one with Entry Chat, I think. Another AMA masturbation. So this is gonna be the most boring AMA, like, by far, because I'm not coming during it, like everybody else. I'm not cool. I'm old school now. Not down with the trends or what the kids are doing these days. I say that and I'm pretty sure I'm younger than everybody else. Shit. Whatever. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you for listening if you've made it this far. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun. And yeah, hopefully you guys will be hearing from me soon. Like I said, edging audio is coming up because I can't fucking come. Shit. Anyways, love you guys. Love you, GWA. Love this community. And I love coming for you when I'm able to. So, thanks for listening. Bye.